Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most scientifically fascinating topics on the AQA specification, sauce making. Now, I know what you might be thinking, sauces? Really? But trust me, this topic is absolutely packed with marks earning potential. Examiners love sauce making questions because they test your understanding of the science behind cooking, not just the practical skills. And the best news? Once you understand the three key processes, gelatinization, emulsification, and reduction, you'll be able to tackle any sauce question with confidence. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down the science, explore what examiners are looking for, highlight the most common mistakes students make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive into the delicious world of sauce science. Let's start with the big one, gelatinization. This is the process that thickens starch-based sauces like bechamel, and it's tested in almost every exam paper. Here's what you absolutely must know. Gelatinization is the process where starch granules absorb liquid, swell, and eventually burst to create a thick gel network. But here's the crucial detail that separates a level 2 answer from a level 4 answer. You need to know the temperatures at which this happens. At 60 degrees Celsius, starch granules begin to absorb water and swell. Between 60 and 80 degrees, they continue swelling. At 80 degrees Celsius, the granules burst, releasing amylose and amylopectin molecules. And at 100 degrees, boiling point gelatinization is complete, and you get that smooth, thick sauce consistency. Now, here's where students lose marks. Saying the sauce thickens because it gets hot is not enough. You must explain that the starch granules swell and burst, forming a gel network. And don't forget, constant stirring is essential to prevent lumps. If you don't agitate the mixture, the starch granules stick together instead of dispersing evenly. Let's move on to emulsification. This is all about getting oil and water to mix, which they naturally don't want to do. Think mayonnaise or hollandaise sauce. The magic ingredient here is lecithin, found in egg yolk. Lecithin is an emulsifier. It has a hydrophilic head, that means water-loving, and a hydrophobic tail, that means oil-loving. When you whisk egg yolk with oil and an acidic liquid like lemon juice or vinegar, the lecithin molecules surround tiny oil droplets. The hydrophobic tails face inward into the oil, and the hydrophilic heads face outward into the water phase. This creates a stable emulsion. Examiners will award marks if you can identify lecithin as the emulsifier and explain its dual nature. Don't just say, egg yolk helps them mix. Explain how it works at a molecular level. Now, the third process, reduction. This is when you simmer a liquid sauce to evaporate water, which intensifies flavor and increases viscosity. The key here is understanding that as water evaporates, the concentration of flavor compounds increases and the sauce becomes thicker because there's less liquid relative to the solids. A common exam question asks you to explain why a reduced sauce has a stronger flavor. The answer? Evaporation removes water but leaves behind the flavor molecules, so the concentration increases. Simple, but you need to use the word concentration or evaporation to get full credit. One more thing about reduction, it's often combined with the Maillard reaction in meat-based sauces. The Maillard reaction occurs when proteins and sugars are heated together above 140 degrees Celsius, creating complex brown flavors. This is why a reduced meat just tastes so rich and deep. Right, let's talk exam strategy. The AQA mark scheme rewards candidates who use precise scientific language and link functional properties to sensory outcomes. What does that mean in practice? First, always use specific temperatures. Don't say heat the sauce, say heat to 100 degrees Celsius to complete gelatinization. This shows depth of knowledge. Second, when describing faults in sauces, give the scientific reason. If a sauce is lumpy, don't just say they didn't stir it. Say the sauce is lumpy because the starch granules were not agitated during heating, causing them to clump together instead of dispersing evenly. That's a level 4 answer. Third, know your ratios. A standard roux uses a 1-to-1 ratio of fat to flour and then a 1-to-10 ratio of roux to liquid. So for 50 grams of butter and 50 grams of flour, you'd add 500 milliliters of milk. This comes up in multiple choice questions all the time. Now, the biggest mistake students make, confusing gelatinization with coagulation. Gelatinization is about starch thickening. Coagulation is about protein setting, like when you make custard and the egg protein set. Don't mix these up. Another common error, saying an emulsion is stable because you whisked it. No, it's stable because the emulsifier lecithin surrounds the oil droplets and prevents them from recombining. always explain the role of the emulsifier. And finally, for dietary adaptations, if a question asks how to make a sauce suitable for someone with celiac disease, you need to substitute the wheat flour with a gluten-free starch like corn flour. But here's the key. You must also explain that corn flour still undergoes gelatinization, so the functional property is maintained. That's the kind of detail that gets you into the top mark band. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. At what temperature do starch granules begin to burst during gelatinization? The answer is 80 degrees Celsius. Question 2. What is the name of the emulsifier found in egg yolk? Lecithin. Question 3. What is the ratio of fat to flour in a standard roux? 1:1. Question 4. Why does a reduced sauce have a more intense flavor? Because water evaporates, increasing the concentration of flavor compounds. Question 5. Name one gluten-free starch that can replace wheat flour for someone with celiac disease. Corn flour, or you could also say rice flour or potato starch. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the 3 essential processes in sauce making: gelatinization, where starch granules swell and burst at specific temperatures to thicken a sauce; emulsification, where lecithin and egg yolk allows oil and water to mix by surrounding oil droplets; and reduction, where evaporation intensifies flavor and increases viscosity. Remember, examiners want to see scientific language, specific temperatures, and explanations that link ingredients to outcomes. Don't just describe what happens, explain why it happens at a molecular level. Before your exam, make sure you can explain each process step by step, identify common faults and their causes, and adapt recipes for dietary needs while maintaining functional properties. You've got this! Sauce making might seem complex, but once you understand the science, it all makes sense. Good luck with your revision, and remember, precision, explanation, and scientific terminology are your keys to top marks. Thanks for listening, and happy studying!